Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the first weekend of June. As I speak with you now, it is a bright sunny day here in Ottawa. These days, the sun is so strong that it's quite challenging to walk outside in the afternoon. The other day, I went on a little picnic with a friend of mine to the Dowse Lake. We sat under a maple tree right by the water and spent the late afternoon chatting over homemade coffee, a Saskatoon berries and rhubarb pie, and a mix of Iranian nuts that my friend had brought from home. It was a very hot, humid day, but thankfully there was a wind, and in the shade, it was very pleasant. There were many Canada geese around us, sunbathing on the grass. As the sun moved, the shades also moved, and while my friend and I shifted our picnic blanket so that it stayed in the shade, the geese moved away from us, following the sun. Unlike us, they were so comfortable in the sunlight. What interesting discovery do you make in the nature around you? Today, I am sharing with you a memory that relates to how we perceive time. You know, time doesn't flow at the same pace. At least, that's how I have always felt about it. When I was young, I always felt that when I was having a great fun, time went by quickly. Before I knew it, the fun was over, and I'd be left feeling sad and depressed about it. I thought hard about the way how to make the fun time last longer. I was never completely successful, but I did find a way to make a moment last longer in my heart. What relationship do you have with time? Have you discovered any secret about time? I hope that you will enjoy today's story. Morning bath and a philosophical moment. I actually do not recall how old I am in this memory, 12 or 13. One early summer, my family and relatives go on our annual overnight retreat at one of the hot spring resorts in the Kanto region of Japan. The first day is always a blast, starting with a long bath in the hot spring, followed by dinner and karaoke time, and for adults, it ends with a long talk about each other's life story. Since I am the only child in the group, not all these stories are interesting to me. At some point, I drift off to sleep earlier than others. In the morning, some of us go to take a bath again. Especially the outdoor bath is very pleasant in the morning, before breakfast. Either in the bath or during breakfast, I hear that there is another bath that I have not yet tried. Which one? I ask eagerly. I want to try it too. It's not very special, the person replies. Just an indoor bath made of Japanese cypress wood. What is of no special interest to others can be of great interest to me. I immediately decide to try out this bath before our checkout time. It is unusual for a person to take a bath twice in the morning, even in Japan. But after breakfast, I happily leave for a bath again, with a towel in my hand. My parents have promised me to carry my bag out and call me when it is time for everybody to leave the hotel. This bath is much smaller than the one I have taken with others earlier. There is nobody else, and I occupy the small round wooden bath all by myself. I put the towel on my head and dip deep in the warm water. It is very quiet here, only the sound of water dripping from the edge of the bathtub. I consider singing songs like I always do when I'm on my own in a bath, but the silence is so peaceful that I decide not to. Instead, I look up at the ceiling and immerse myself in the delight of the warm water around my body. I think about what is going to happen after I get out of the bath. In just half an hour, we will be leaving for some sightseeing in the nearby area. And then? In 12 hours, all of this fun time will be over. I'll be back home, back to my mundane life. But now I am here, a voice echoes in my head, enjoying this bath. There's a hole at the corner of the ceiling. As I stare at the hole, I take in how this quietness, the sound of water dripping from the bath, and the sensation of warm water on my skin is my entire world at the moment. It feels as if this moment would continue forever. Tonight, when I am back home, how will I look back on this moment? Will this moment feel like a dream then? I hear my name being called outside. My mother has come over to tell me that it is time to get out and join everybody else at the entrance. Just before I leave the bath, once again, I take in the whole scene in front of me. It is probably because of all these questions I asked myself internally in the bath that the moment has been engraved in my mind forever. The reason why I can even recall the hole on the ceiling and the sound of the water dripping from the bath, even to this day.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.